You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
What we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law.
You're listening to Done by Law, brought to you by the Federation of Community Legal Centres.
Welcome to Done by Law on 3CR 855 AM, 3cr.org.au and 3CR Digital. You're here with Beth. We'd like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the lands on which we are broadcasting. Where we are, that is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Smart Justice for Young People is a coalition of over 40 leading social services, health, legal, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and youth advocacy organisations working together to create change for children and young people who come into contact with the criminal justice system. The Coalition's 2023 Action Plan, Working Together, identifies that Victorian young people in out-of-home residential care, quote, are members of our Victorian community with enormous strengths in spite of the harm and structural barriers they face, that if enabled and supported to heal, can realise their goals and aspirations. However, their action plan also finds that these young people are unfairly over-criminalised and over-represented in the criminal justice system. A person is over-criminalised if they are subject to inappropriate, unnecessary or unjustified police or legal system contact, including stop, question, search, arrest, prosecution and detention. This is one driver of overrepresentation, where a person or group is more likely to be in contact with the criminal justice system than their group's proportion to the population would predict. A 2019 Sentencing Advisory Council analysis found that 94% of children known to child protection engaged in their first sentenced or diverted offence after a child protection report about them had been lodged. The Victorian Government has also acknowledged this problem through the creation and implementation of the 2020 framework to reduce criminalisation of young people in residential care. Overrepresentation and overcriminalisation cause significant harm to young people and can result in disengagement from school, family and community. Youth Law, Victoria's specialist community legal centre for young people and a member of the Smart Justice for Young People Coalition, prioritises services to young people in out-of-home care and is trying to come up with creative ways to prevent their entry into the justice system. Tonight on Done by Law, we're discussing Youth Law's innovative Legal Pod program, the only legal program in the state working with out-of-home care leavers to resolve legal issues that come up during their transition out of state care at 18 years old. We'll also chat about Youth Law's new Heads Up project, which aims to resource the workers and agencies supporting care leavers to better identify, understand, and respond to their unmet legal needs. I'm excited to be talking with Youth Law lawyer and Legal Pod program coordinator Scarlett Trewavis. Youth Law, the Young People's Legal Rights Centre, is a free statewide legal service for young people up to age 25 in Victoria. Scarlett, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Beth.
To start us off, could you give us a brief background to Youth Law and the different ways that it supports young people in Victoria with their legal needs?
Yeah, certainly. So as you've mentioned, Youth Law is a specialist community legal centre for young people under 25 in Victoria. So we provide accessible, holistic and multidisciplinary legal services while also addressing systemic legal and social justice issues. So we are predominantly funded to provide services to young people who are particularly vulnerable or who are experiencing extremely challenging circumstances or hardship. So through our programs, we really seek to amplify youth voices and leverage service sector collaboration to achieve positive change. So we have a number of programs that deliver our legal service, which I'll run through now. One's the Daily Legal Helpline, which is a phone service the young people can contact with in business hours Monday to Friday. We have a duty lawyer service at Melbourne Children's Court, an early intervention project for adolescents using violence in the home, My Legal Pod program for care leavers, an early intervention crime team. We have a drop-in clinic on Fridays to help young people with their fines. We do weekly outreach at Front Yard, which is Melbourne City Mission's youth service and an access point for young people experiencing homelessness in Melbourne CBD. We have a Ballarat Youth Law Office, who have a partnership with Ballarat Health Justice and Ballarat Community Health. We provide lawyers to support the RMIT Student Legal Service, and Beth has already touched on our membership of the Smart Justice for Young People Coalition. So we really believe that it's vital that young people are given the chance to advocate for their own rights and also gain a practical understanding of how the law affects them. We think it's equally vital that young people are able to also contribute to conversations which shape our justice system.
It's so much, isn't it? And full disclosure, I also work for Youth Law and I love working with Scarlett. So tell us more, Scarlett, about the Legal Pod program and the young people that it assists.
Yeah, so the Legal Pod program is a free legal service for out-of-home care leavers aged 18 to 25. So at its inception, the pod program got its name because we envisaged a whale pod offering a sense of safety and protection for our young people. So that's where the name kind of comes from. And it provides long-term legal assistance to young people who've left out of home care. So we connect a young person with a pod made up of a small team of lawyers from partner firms who work on a pro bono basis to provide ongoing legal assistance for up to 3 years. So we recognise that young people in the out-of-home care system are really some of the most vulnerable and traumatised people in our community, with many having experienced some form of abuse or neglect, family violence or parental substance abuse prior to entering care. So young people exiting care experience really high levels of disadvantage and disproportionate engagement with the criminal justice system. Young people in residential care have overwhelmingly reported a lack of control, knowledge, and trust as a barrier to them accessing legal services. It's also really important to highlight that care leavers are extremely resilient and have developed their own strategies to survive and thrive without that traditional familial support. So the Legal Pod program aims to leverage their inherent strengths to build care leavers' capacity to understand and eventually assert their legal rights.
That's fantastic. And then what are some of the common legal issues that you see?
Yeah, so as we've touched on, out-of-home care young people are overrepresented in our justice system. Youth Law did a submission to last year's National Youth Justice Inquiry, where we drew on some Victoria Legal Aid data, which revealed that of the young people on remand over the weekend, 75% of those young people had a care experience.
Wow.
So our programs are really designed to try and address this need in our community. So some really common legal issues that we assist with is crime, intervention orders and family violence support, freedom of information requests to the department for access to the young person's care records, fines, debts, and the financial assistance scheme, which was previously VOCAT for people who have been a victim of a crime.
And that FOI request for care records, I feel like that could be a really complex process for the young people, and I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, it has a significant administrative burden and a really long wait time, and it's obviously really critical for care leavers to have access to their documents, because a lot of decisions were made when maybe they were too young to remember and had little or no control over. So part of that is to help them achieve self-determination, have an understanding of their identity as they transition into adulthood.
Yeah, great. And why is Youth Law well placed to deliver this program in particular?
Yeah, so Youth Law is an integrated practice. So we have social workers working alongside lawyers, providing support, really to ensure that our approach to working with young people is holistic and trauma-informed. As I've mentioned, care leavers often experience multiple and interconnected forms of disadvantage. And by addressing these underlying issues, we can deliver really effective and early interventions. We also acknowledge that these underlying issues are often drivers to their contact with the law and makes them very visible to law enforcement. So we want to address that unmet legal need.
And how do you work with the pro bono partners that you mentioned to increase the level of legal support you can provide to care leavers? Are they meeting with the care leavers, or is that more of a youth law thing?
Yeah, so youth law being a government-funded free service, we're really committed to being accessible as possible to young people. So in order to expand the range of legal matters that we can effectively assist with, we collaborate with pro bono partner firms and use their specialised expertise to support our trauma-informed and therapeutic community practice. We also recognised that not all care leavers are ready or have capacity to engage in long-term legal representation and have ongoing contact with a pod of lawyers. So this year, Youth Law has evolved its model by moving away from the requirement to have ongoing placements with legal pods. So instead, myself will now coordinate discrete legal tasks, which allows us to assist a greater number of care leavers in a more flexible and responsive way. And so we found that this approach allows for more consistent, high-quality support that's also trauma-informed, as young people don't have to repeatedly tell their stories. And we found that this shift not only improves access to justice for a very vulnerable cohort of our community, but it also contributes to broader systemic reform by highlighting access to justice gaps, especially in the current context of youth crime that's kind of circulating at the moment.
And it must be great for them to have you as their contact as well.
Yeah, we have a mutually beneficial relationship.
And what are some of the big wins you've had?
Yeah, so in 2021, the Centre for Excellence in Child and Family Welfare conducted a really comprehensive evaluation of the Legal Pod program. And care leavers engaged in the program had on average 7 legal problems during their period of assistance. So the evaluation provided us with really solid evidence on the legal needs of young people exiting care and the benefit of legal assistance. So one particular pod client was assisted with 27 legal services during their period of engagement. And one of the most powerful things they told us was that for the first time they felt heard. They felt like their voice was mattered and they were able to have a say in decisions that affected their life.
Which is such a huge measure of success, regardless of whatever legal outcome ultimately happens.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks so much, Scarlett. We're just going to play a couple of community announcements now and then we'll be right back. I'm here with Scarlett Chuevas from Youth Law, chatting about Youth Law's Legal Pod and Heads Up programs supporting out-of-home care leavers to address unmet legal needs.
If you're experiencing family violence, free legal support is available. You may need support with obtaining protection, setting up safe parenting arrangements, organising a new visa, getting into safe housing, or making sure bills and bank accounts are split fairly. Community legal centres have expertise in helping people who experience family violence and can provide confidential advice to help you understand your rights and legal options. Reach out today for guidance and support. Visit www.fclc.org.au and click Get Help to find a community legal centre near you. You don't have to face family violence alone. If you're currently in crisis, please contact Safe Steps on 1800 015 188. Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Do you have a fine you're worried about? If you are struggling to pay a fine, there can be ways to help you deal with it. You may be able to get your fine lifted or reduced where you are experiencing difficult life circumstances, such as family violence, mental health challenges, disability, homelessness, or drug or alcohol dependency. If you have fines from not paying toll roads, you may also be able to get the fine waived if you're experiencing financial or other hardship. Speak to a community lawyer or financial counsellor to get advice on your options. You can find your local community centre on the Federation of Community Legal Centres website, fclc.org.au. You can find a financial counsellor by calling the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
The law is part of our everyday lives, including when we buy something, use a service, have a job, or rent a house. The law can be used to help protect and support families when there is violence in the home or disputes over parenting arrangements. Sometimes we might need to understand the law to navigate specific government systems like Centrelink, getting a residency visa, or if we come into contact with the police. Community legal centres provide free, quality legal advice and assistance to help people with everyday legal problems. We focus on working with people who are experiencing disadvantage, such as financial hardship, family violence, homelessness, and discrimination. Community legal centres are independent, non-government organisations and can be found across Victoria and Australia. If you're experiencing a legal problem, your local community legal centre may be able to help. To find a community legal centre near you, visit the Federation of Community Legal Centres Victoria at www.fclc.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Consumer law touches on many aspects of what we do every day. Consumer Action Law Centre has lawyers, financial counsellors and policy experts who specialise in issues such as unfair contract terms and deceptive or dodgy business practices like excessive pricing or irresponsible lending. Consumer Action Law Centre provides free legal information and advice and pursues litigation on behalf of consumers experiencing disadvantage across Victoria. Consumer Action Law Centre currently focuses on getting justice for people who have been sold lemon cars, ripped off by insurance companies, scammed and denied help from their bank, or refused hardship concessions from telecommunications and energy companies. Find out how Consumer Action Law Centre can help you at consumeraction.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Welcome back to 3CR. Done by Law is on 855 AM, and 3CR can also be found on 3cr.org.au and 3CR Digital. I'm here with Scarlett Trewovis. Apologies, Scarlett, for mispronouncing your surname before.
It's okay.
Scarlett's from Youth Law, and we've been chatting about Youth Law's Legal Pod and Heads Up programs, which support out-of-home care leavers to address their unmet legal needs. So, Scarlett, you work closely with support workers from agencies funded to assist young people during their transition out of state care. What kind of support do they provide, and how do you collaborate?
Yeah, Youth Law has developed really great relationships with the services that support out-of-home care leavers. So in Victoria, Better Futures is the transitional program that supports young people exiting care, and that typically lasts from age 18 to 21. So these workers are highly skilled in supporting their really vulnerable clients and are often best placed to be able to assist young people with common legal issues as a trusted source, and that's provided that they are supported with the right legal information. So that kind of brings me to our Heads Up project. So we received funding from the Victoria Law Foundation towards this initiative. So it's an initiative by Youth Law which is aimed at building the knowledge and capacity of workers and agencies to better identify, understand and respond to the unmet legal needs of vulnerable young people who have left out of home care. So through targeted training, partnerships and the development of a supported help kit, the Heads Up project seeks to empower support workers to confidently assist care leavers with common legal issues and improve their access to justice. It's also going to foster ongoing collaboration amongst agencies supporting this high needs group.
That's fantastic. And I can understand legal administrative tasks can be complex. So, you know, do workers need support to complete these correctly?
Yeah, that's right. And you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find anyone who doesn't find the legal administration of a legal task difficult. They certainly can be complex. So to address this, Youth Law will provide training to really build the capacity of workers who are supporting young care leavers. And ideally, this training will equip them to identify legal issues using a care leaver-specific legal health check and a supported kit accompanying that, which provides accurate legal information, how to effectively triage legal needs and make appropriate referrals to Youth Law and also to other services. So a legal health check, if that's terminology that people aren't aware of, it's essentially a checklist that assists workers work through a number of questions with young people to identify if they have issues and if they're legal ones.
And one challenge that has faced users of the legal health check in the past is that workers can feel they may have no time to sit down and complete the form due to their high workload. How will the Heads Up program overcome this potential challenge?
Yeah, we certainly don't want the completion of a legal health check to be a barrier to care leavers accessing our service or for their support workers to triage effectively to youth law. We certainly understand the administrative burden of a legal matter can actually constitute an access barrier in itself. So often workers have already had informal conversations with young people where legal issues are raised, but they haven't necessarily had the tools to identify them as such. So simply having a legal health check on hand and being aware of how to use it, it offers workers a framework to spot legal needs during their everyday interactions, while also reducing the need for young people to repeatedly tell their stories.
It's fantastic to have that tool in the toolkit, and I love that flexible approach.
Yeah.
So what's your rough project timeline? So when will we be having you back on air to celebrate?
So it is a 2-year project, which was initiated in February this year. So we're definitely still in our early stages, but we're currently focused on consolidating our data and resources and engaging stakeholders to build a strong foundation. It's really integral to us that the final product is culturally safe and accessible. So we're really working on engaging with organisations such as VALS and JIRA, which are First Nations organisations, to contribute to the quality and accessibility of the Heads Up project rollout. So we plan to roll out the legal health check and training with workers in early 2026 with a full toolkit developed and ready for implementation by the middle of next year, which will include a feedback phase. At the conclusion of the period, we'll produce a final report, which will share outcomes with the broader sector. We ideally would like the completed toolkit to be made widely accessible, available online. We love Control F for finding information, and as a downloadable PDF, allowing workers and community legal services to use it easily during outreach and on site.
And I'd imagine that these resources will be helpful to legal and non-legal workers supporting young people facing barriers more broadly, not just those working specifically with care leavers.
Yeah, absolutely. Because of the recognised unmet legal need for out-of-home care young people, Youth Law is continuing to advocate for systems change, law reform, and for further funding to build our services for care leavers. We anticipate that a long-term impact of the project is the development and consolidation of strong relationships between the disparate agencies supporting young people in the out-of-home care system, and these relationships will continue well beyond the project. Another long-term benefit that we anticipate is a wider spread adoption of legal health checks by workers for both care leavers and other people accessing youth services and community legal centres, and ultimately this will be of a huge benefit to all client groups.
Fantastic. And how can listeners contact you if they have more questions about the Legal Pod or the Heads Up programs?
Yeah, so Youth Law can be contacted by phone on 03 9113 9500, or via email at legal@youthlaw.asn.au.
Thanks so much for joining me, Scarlett.
Thank you for having me.
So I've been chatting with Scarlett Trewovis from Youth Law about the Legal Pod and Heads Up programs supporting out-of-home care leavers to address unmet legal needs. And you've been listening to Done by Law on 3CR 855 AM, 3cr.org.au and 3CR Digital. We're going to go out with a song, Island Home by Christine Arnoux.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.